Joe, if it feels like minus one, that means it's got to be high school basketball season, doesn't it?
I tell you what, who invented heat?
Yeah.
He's a very intelligent person.
Him and the guy that the refrigeration guy, too. So we're always
we thank him.
Good morning.
Double C, good having you back.
Oh, pleasure, certainly. Yeah, here we go.
Chuck and I have got the bonfire rolling in the corner there to keep us warm on this chilly, chilly January, the first Friday in January. Joe, it's been a tradition. I don't know for how long. That's why we talked to you to get the information. But the annual kickoff to the new year usually features North and South, and this year is no different. We'll go down to the South Side tonight. J.R. Holmes and Andy Hodson, a little bit different styles. Joe, Andy Hodson's crew is putting up a ton of points. J.R. Holmes' crew is preventing a bunch of points. Well, the unmovable, what is it? How does that go? The movable object and the irresistible force. Whatever it is, it's going to be busy tonight on the South Side. Tell us all about it.
Well, so we have arrived here the first Friday of the new year, bringing together our annual regular season meeting of Cougars and Panthers to scratch and claw for 32 minutes or longer, North and South. And while the coaches here yesterday talked about their respective teams' defenses, it's players and guys that take the shots and score the points, and we have offenses to take note of here this game day. Maroon and Gold running along with its highest point production through eight games in the Hodson era, averaging 74 or near that going into tonight's game against the Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes. Southsiders tonight, 7:30 on the Holmes court. They are averaging, the Panthers, about 55 through an eight-win season today, buoyed by a twosome of Chance Coyle and Josh Hall, averaging, 33-plus between them. The 6'5 Hall saving his senior year as his best to date, over 15 points and nearly 7 boards. Coyle, the junior, who seemingly always finds a shot or a way to beat Bloomington North lately, nearly 18 points and 5 rebounds a game, scored 59 in those three holiday tournament games at Noblesville, and Hall wasn't far behind with 53 points and 26 rebounds. While the Panthers' defensive play, it's one of the better defensive aggregates, 47 points through 11 games that JR has laid out in a number of years. But it's a North quintet scoring with balance. Freshman Jack Townsend plays in his first North-South game of his career, averaging nearly 13, shooting 40% from behind the line. Junior guard Liam Wilkerson also right there at about 12, 13 points a ball game, aiding with what junior forward Musa Jallo has been bringing every night to the high school hardwood, 26 points and 13 rebounds on the average in this 4-4 season. Aside from points, two excellent setup guys, Phil King averaging 5 assists for the Panthers, Sean Rutter 5 assists for Bloomington North. They'll both be key this evening. Both teams share the ball well, have two guys who come off the bench and contribute big time. Freshman Anthony Leal playing in his first North-South game has been averaging 5 points, and sophomore Dave Morgan up north, nearly 7. They've been getting it done. Shootout tonight? Well, we'll put a question mark behind that. That's been the beauty of this rivalry. Expect the unexpected. Last time the two teams played, they had a total of 77 points, North winning by 3 in last year's sectional over at East Central. South has won the last 4. North's last sweep over the Panthers came in 2014. So it shakes up as a good one. Chalk Talk with both coaches at 7. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30. JVs have at it. George Leonard's Northsiders are 3-5, and the South Panthers are 7-3 on the year. Well, only right and fitting that we start a new year with North and South and all that goes with it. Well, it's a key WIC East Division matchup tonight in the Corral as Edgewood, the Mustangs, trying to stay unbeaten if they can beat 3-7 Brown County. Connor Bybee has been dialed in all year, averaging 23 points plus a game in what has been a 7-5 season to date for J.B. Neal. Sophomores Joe Keto and Cam Bannister have been steady, as has senior Jason Brown with his rebounds and points. Girls will tip things off at 6, Edgewood 11-8, Brown County's 1-4-13. Gary Sims trying to get things back in order into the win column, a team struggling right now. The red and black ladies have, dropped 5 of its last 6. So the New Year's resolution tonight, WIN, win. And the red and black sweep, well, it would be a good way to usher in 20-17 out in Edgewood land. T.J. Napier's Lighthouse Christian Lions look for win number two. They play at Crothersfield tonight at 7:30. Well, we added gymnastics to our high school lineup Thursday night. Andrea Smith back as head coach of the North girls. They had to open up with defending state champion Columbus North. Lost 109-94 as the Bulldogs swept every event. Veteran Brittany LaFoon led North with four. Fourth place finishes in the opener. North now will help South open up in gymnastics next Monday night at Bloomington North. In the pool last night, Dave Tanner's North girls beat Columbus North 90-84 behind Alicia DeMars, who won the diving. Also swam a leg on that winning 200 medley relay and was second in the 100 free. Emma Mond won two events as well. The Cougar Fellas lost to Columbus North 112-73 as Columbus North won all but one event. That lone event was taken care of by Cougar William Dixon, who won the 50 free in 23.6. Max Swieger had a couple of seconds, as did teammate Jack Cosea. Well, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk, all of the scores and details from our first Friday of the new year, following North-South basketball here on the airwaves. Again, Chalk Talk, Andy Hodson, J.R. Holmes, commencing from the home score tonight at 7 o'clock.
Busy nights, Joe. We know that. When we come back at 8:45, we'll talk about the Hoosiers. They need to get onto their winning ways, as they'll have their third
Got
Big Ten.
Any idea?
Yeah, I do. You need to start playing fast again, because slowing down and worrying about turnovers is reduced points. So I would get the pace going as fast as it can go. And if Illinois wants to try to run with you, great. If not, you should be able to get some more possessions and find some more easy baskets. So I don't think I think that's got to be the big change you'll see tomorrow, and we'll get into that at 8:45.
Sounds like a plan.
Stay warm.
Oh, I'm warm.
Your gym will be hot tonight. You don't have to worry about a hot gym.
Hot. Hey, I want to, just echo what Chuck said while he's here in these last few minutes. Certainly bittersweet about Lynn, but wish him the best in his retirement. What a friend he has been for 40 years.
Very much.
And Ramiro Asqui, a quarter century hanging around Lynn, and, he brought a lot of knowledge to the game anyway, and has lent a lot as Lynn's top assistant. And getting to know the Asqui family, and now that the with Denise and Sean, of course, and Blake in high school as well. So just a great setting moving forward, but the best always out to our man, Lynn Loring.
That's exactly right. And congratulations on your retirement, Lynn. And Joe, we'll get back at 8:45, and hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer, but I don't think it's going to be. But we'll do it anyhow, because that's what we do on Big Show Friday.
All righty.
Sounds
good.
We'll
be here.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45. It is Big Show Friday. 8:44 at WGCL. Big Show Friday rolls on. Friday, January 6th, the first one of 2017. How do you think we're doing so far, Julie? Think we've got a good start here to the new year?
We're doing great.
Minus the forecast.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oof.
The forecast looks good. Today's just terrible. So.
That's the nowcast, right?
That's right.
The
exactly.
Nowcast stinks.
Yeah.
Cold today. Double figures. Minus wind chill? Yeah, that could be possible through lunchtime, so please be aware of that. Especially if you say, well, it's just snowy, I'm going to send the kids out, make sure that it's going to be a little chilly, make sure they're bundled up, and they don't need to be out there for that long. Updated forecast, live radar, find it all, WGCLradio.com. And if it is Big Show Friday, that means we check in live with Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Happy New Year, Julie.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too, Joe.
A new bow wow, huh?
That's right.
Well, we didn't even talk about your dog's name. We just let that slide.
Oh,
what?
I'm sorry. His name's Ozzy.
Hairbanger's ball. Taking him to it tonight.
Ozzy. I guess so.
After the...
What was behind the naming of it, Ozzy?
I have no idea. My husband picked it, and he just wouldn't even... He wasn't flexible. He's like, this is
all
his
right.
name.
He was like a German shepherd with his jaws around your arm, Joe. He just wouldn't let go of it.
Yeah. Wow.
Make sure you don't have any beef jerky in your pockets visiting Julie's house.
Yeah, welcome on board, Ozzy. Yeah.
There you go. It's a cute little guy, too. You can see him at WGCL Radio, right? Did you stick a picture of him up there?
I sent it to you.
Oh, okay, then I'll put it up there.
There you go.
And we'll do all that. Joe's not here to talk about the dog and pony show. Just
no.
Well, this kind of is a dog and pony show. But the Hoops of Hoosier Land, Smitty, we're looking for some good fortune here. We hoped the new year would start a little bit better, but it didn't against Wisconsin. You don't want to burn the film. You want to learn from the film. But Indiana, I think, needs to burn it. As I mentioned to you at 7:45, I think the way to go tomorrow is get Illinois playing your frantic pace at home and knock out the Illini. But the Hoosiers, Joe, as we saw, Nebraska 3-0, top of the league. There's only a couple teams without a win, and Indiana's one of them. They're at home for the third game in a row. They need to start tomorrow, 5 o'clock on ESPNU.
Well, I tell you, it's a laundry list of items to check and improve upon Saturday at 5 as Coach Tom's Hoosiers look to snap this three-game losing streak. More importantly, get win one in the Big Ten season, hosting John Gross and his Fighting Illini of Illinois on the McCracken court. The Illini have, not won here since January of 2010, and extending that to 7 years would be just fine as we move forward. Hoosiers need to get better in a lot of areas. It was pointed out earlier this morning by our radio host, the Hoosiers get it and go, and see if Illinois wants to play catches if you can. Well, I'm a buyer along with Glass. Illini 11-4 overall. They're 1-1 in the league. They've been off all week, and they'll be playing just their second true road game of the season. The first ended with a 25-point loss in Maryland. But it's an Illini team that has flashed potential in its wins. They got W's over BYU, Virginia Commonwealth, Ohio State. Of note, it's largely the same roster as a year ago, but the biggest difference is the return of one Tracy Abrams after 2 years lost to injury, the senior point guard, averaging almost 12 a game to support forward Malcolm Hill's near 19-point average. Whether it's Illinois or whoever, the points off turnovers has to be dramatically reduced. 80 points given up in these four losses spanning the last six games, just unacceptable, and everyone knows that. So whatever lineup Coach Tom elects to use on Saturday, start fast, finish fast, close the deal, and get the win and move forward. You know, it's interesting. We've played now through last night 18 Big Ten games. The home courts are 9-9. Purdue won on the road at Ohio State last night on a Swanigan free throw late, 76-75. Minnesota shot a ton of free throws late to come back and win at Northwestern, 70-66. And here's Nebraska, 3-0. That's the best they've been in any league they've played in 41 years. They come back and win in two overtimes on the home court, 93-90 over Iowa. So we'll see how things break down on Saturday, but it's no given that the home courts are just dominating after 18. It's 9-9. Indiana's women, they're 2-1, have, some time off until next Tuesday when they play at 2-0 Michigan, although the Wolverines, 13-3, they play at Ohio State on Saturday. The Buckeyes, like Michigan, have won four in a row. Indiana stands 12-4, getting dialed back in with that 16-point win they had the other night on the home court over Minnesota. Alexis Cassian with 26, a new career high for her. We have indoor track and field. Gladstein Fieldhouse getting ready for a noon start tomorrow with Tennessee. From, we say goodbye from a coaching standpoint, not as a longtime friend to Lynn Loring, the all-time wins leader in women's college tennis, announcing yesterday his retirement as head coach of the Hoosier Ladies in the midst of his 40th season at the helm, 44th overall. Lynn certainly leaves a legacy that, just may never, ever be matched in the sport again. And in light of Loring's retirement, Fred Glass named longtime associate head coach Ramiro Askwe as permanent head coach of the women's tennis program. But over his 44 years, just staggering numbers, 846 career wins, 804 of them at Indiana, along with 16 Big Ten titles. I mean, his overall career wins, the most in women's college tennis history, and those 804 victories here are the most ever by a Big Ten coach, the only coach in Division I women's tennis history to ever amass 800 wins. So as I say, while we say goodbye, only from a coaching standpoint, to Lynn Loring, we say welcome back to Rashard Fant. The outstanding DB will be playing football for his fifth year for Tom Allen in 2017. Second team all Big Ten selection, 17 pass breakups, led the conference, ranked tied for second nationally, and his 20 passes defended paced the Big Ten and was third in the country. So that helps bolster some things from a defensive standpoint there, as Coach Tom Allen now with his staff pretty much set, gearing now toward national letter signing day in February. Well, as we mentioned, for a 73rd time, the annual North-South battle tonight on the home court. Don't forget tickets now. Will remain on sale until about 2 o'clock in the main office at $5 if you want to go down and get a ticket so you can just get out of your warm car, go into the warm gym, and not have to stand in line outside in a very cold setting. Chalk Talk with both coaches, Andy Hodson, JR, tonight at 7. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30. Edgewood's home to Brown County. That's a key game in the WICEs for the Mustangs. The girls tip off action against Brown County at 6 o'clock. We have the semifinals of the Green County Invite over at White River Valley tonight. Linton, the defending champ, Bloomfield, Eastern against Shackamack. All of those teams playing well. Obviously, that's why they're matched against each other in the semifinals, the championship game to be played on Saturday night at 7:30. Lighthouse Christian is also in action tonight at Crothersville. We switch to Saturday. Lighthouse Christian is home to Cannleton, and dropping down to the girls' side, North hosts Terre Haute South. South is back home to Franklin Central, and Lighthouse Christian's girls, Mark May's crew, home to Cannleton. Other things going on, we have swimming, the Bloomington North Diving Invite tomorrow morning out at the Cougar Pool, and in wrestling, all three of our teams in action, Edgewood competing in the tough Evansville Memorial Duels. Bloomington South will be up at that tough Belmont tournament, and Bloomington North will be at the Monrovia Duels on Saturday. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, all of the scores and details from this first Friday of the new year following our North-South game tonight here on the airwaves. Again, we'll be on the air with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock.
Busy, busy as always. A lot of basketball, as we know. Hoosiers trying to get back on track. Busy times at IU. Obviously, new coaching staff for football getting put together this week. Len Loring, our buddy, as you mentioned so eloquently, 40 years. And, again, put your feet up, Len, and enjoy it.
Yeah, heck yeah, why not?
And let Ramiro can handle the wheel. He's fine.
Man,
let him drive for a bit.
What. Hey. He knows the game. He's been. It's not like we're bringing in some guy
Greenhorn.
That's never been around the sport. He's been Lynn's right hand man for 25 of the 40 years.
So. And that's what makes it exciting. So a seamless transition. Women are on TV next week. That's great. So they enjoy their bye week early. Men got to get going. We know that. Wild card NFL football, Joe, quadruple header.
Yeah, we got some activity. It's wild card weekend, obviously. Tomorrow we have Oakland playing at Houston, Seattle with the home field. That'll be the late game against Detroit. And then on Sunday, Miami in chilly Pittsburgh and chillier Green Bay for the New York Football Giants. That'll be the 4:40 game. Our coverage will begin actually tomorrow, 3:30?
3:30, 4 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
so
somewhere in there.
Tune in early.
There we go. And wild card playoffs.
And we'll start some college basketball for you next week. Kansas at Oklahoma, 8:45 Tuesday night, and then Duke-Louisville next Saturday, the 14th, 11:45. So college basketball, high school basketball, pro football. Yep. We got it covered all for you. You can find out more details at WGCLradio.com. Pacers win 4 in a row, and it's being reported, Joe, nationally that Chuck Pagano will stick on for 2017. We'll see if that story gets confirmed later today by the Indianapolis Colts and Jim Irsay, so plenty to do here on a big show Friday.
Yeah, got it covered, my man.
We'll hear you tonight, 7 o'clock. Chalk Talk, 7:30 tip with John Callahan, the 73rd meeting in North and South. Get a little rest. That should be a barn burner tonight, and we will get the whole weekend recap coming up on Monday morning.
Yeah, got lots to talk about as usual. Looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, big show Friday, first edition of 2017.